All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to higher power you deserve. I am your co-host, Mark Coma.
I'm Gene. How you guys doing?
All right, and today we're going to talk to you guys about starting from ground zero. So in the tech world, if you're new to it, if you're not at your entry level yet and you're trying to get into it, or you're not at your mid-level and you're, you know, junior mid-level yet, if you're new, you have to start from the beginning. You have to start from ground zero. And a lot of times, this can be daunting.
Very.
Right?
Very.
But what we want to, you know, give you a little reprieve mentally, a little push and knowledge that it's not that bad, guys. It really isn't. I mean, in anything in life, you got to start from, you know, from zero. But if you're willing to and you know what your trajectory is and what you're trying to achieve along the way, it can mitigate a little bit of your worry and your discomfort. I know a lot of times in tech, because you might be new to programming languages, you might be new to a certain, you know, niche, you know, career set within it, skill set. You're on these new orgs, you've done portfolios on your own, but you haven't really worked with a team yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it can be a little scary, but what we want you to understand is you got to start somewhere, okay? And you don't want to be so scared and so afraid of starting that you don't start and you don't go, right? But it's something that you can achieve. And again, you got to start somewhere. So I know I'm repeating myself to a certain degree, but I know you have some points you want to share with them about starting from ground zero and how they can approach it. So
Yeah, I got a good one for you guys. I got a great story for you guys. So my other older brother, he moved out to Louisiana for college, went to LSU, right? And he was out there for 7 years, okay? Right around his junior year, kind of dropped out of college, basically, right? Had to, right? So after that 7 years, you know, he got on the phone with my parents. He's like, you know, I want to come back home. Like, I got to figure some shit out, right? So this dude, he comes back home. That's crazy. He comes back home, finishes his last bit of college, which is great. And then what he does is he ends up getting his PhD in a class that he totally bombed during his undergrad.
Yeah.
Right? So he got his PhD in biochemistry. And now he's working in a laboratory. He was working in a laboratory somewhere in Arizona. And then his family up and moved to Switzerland. So now he's over in Europe.
Yep.
You know, in some mountains with his kids and little wife. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Yeah. Got a big old job, you know, and made a complete 180 from basically getting kicked out of school to now he's got a PhD in a class that he did absolutely horrible in and bringing in plenty of cash to take care of his family, right? So my man had to start at ground zero, right? He had to come back, you know, who really wants to go back home and figure things out, you know? It's happened to, like, the best of us, a bunch of us, right? You know?
Me,
Yeah. So, like, me. So, you know, like, just be okay with having to take a step back. But it's a step back that's going to allow you to take, like, 10 steps forward, right? So having to start at ground zero, you know, you may not be in the same, you know, tenured position, like, starting off. But I feel like as far as the future goes, you know, most likely you will be able to, your ceiling as far as financially will probably be a lot bigger. You'll have a lot more skills that you'll be able to build off of and take those in a different directions, right? So be okay with starting at ground zero, because especially in tech, like financially, like the sky's the limit for that. So just welcome it. And be okay knowing that, you know, it's going to be good for your future.
And you bring up very good points. And guys, you have to understand, it's a myriad of factors that play into wherever you are in life. You know, you could be listening to us, you could be 46, have worked your career for the past 15 years and you get laid off, right? And you are trying to figure out what you should do next. And you've been tinkering and toying with the thought of, you know, should you go into IT of some field? Like he's saying, you're starting at ground zero. For you, you might have the mental and emotional weight of, I'm 46, I have a kid 17, I have one that's 8 years old, I have two properties,
mm-hmm.
you know, So yours is different than his example, you know, my cousin, his brother, who, yeah, in the early 20s, generally is when we have in the, from the States, those, you know, I'm able to go from college and go back home, right? But now when you're an adult, quote unquote, right? You've been living some time and you've been working, you've been taking care of your responsibilities, but all of a sudden it's taken from you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different feeling. It's a different place in life. And what we're here to say is it's okay to start at ground zero again. He said it and he was right. But I'm speaking directly to you because a lot of times, you know, we feel like, well, I'm different or, you know, I'm at a point where I shouldn't. I'm going to tell you right now, get over yourself.
Sure.
Get your ego out the way. It happens. If you're living, if you're thriving, if you're trying to continue to pursue that next better you, life is going to throw you curveballs. Real life story example, he knows. I was traveling the world, living in 11 different countries, had a beautiful lady I was with,
six, seven years.
We had an online business that was allowing us to live in Dubai, allowing us to live in Singapore. We were here in Colombia, Brazil. We were doing well. All of a sudden, right after COVID, even during COVID, we were doing fine. We had pivoted business. But then right after COVID, after lockdowns, everything went south, right? She left. I'm 40 years old. No money, right? And I had Kenny Ross in works, but it wasn't pulling any money that I could live off of at the time.
Mm.
So I had to go move back in with my parents at 40 years old. I had a daughter at the time. She was a sophomore in high school, right? So this is real life. This happens. This is not a game. But I had to put my ego aside and go live over the garage, my parents' place, go get a 9-to-5 job, did that, rebuilt Kane Ross, my staffing firm, the parent company of Higher Power Tech. And I had to put the work in. I had to be single for a while, about 2.5 years. Not talking to anybody. I had to work on myself. So when we sit here, now we're in this beautiful backdrop, Medellin, and sorry for the noise, but this is real time. This is my cousin, and he spoke very articulately about, you know, his points. But I'm here to tell you, starting at ground zero sometimes is the best blessing you can have. If you're willing to step outside of yourself, quit projecting what you think you're supposed to be. What the fuck is that? If you're 46, two kids, just got laid off, a little over leveraged financially, got some credit card debt, it happens. But put your game plan in place, get willing to buckle down. And yes, you're going to have to pivot, but it's the person you become.
Right.
You know, Joaquin made a mention of, yeah, if you pivot into the tech world and you get a good career over time, the economics will, you know, outweigh. He's absolutely correct, but it should never be about the economics. When his brother decided to buckle down and master the bio, you know, class, it was more so because he didn't want to be beat up by something that he knew he was better than. It was the person he could become along the way. And then, yes, along that way, he was able to meet a Switzerland lady and then have a beautiful family and then move to Switzerland. But that wasn't the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal was, I know I can be better than this. I'm not going to let these circumstances dictate to me. I'm going to dictate to them. And so that's why I said, you guys have to get over yourself and get your ego out the fucking way. Just because we look at social media, we look at people who, you know, who sit here and say, yeah, we're here. Yeah, we're here now, but you didn't see the 2.5 years and really the 20 plus years, because I was homeless before that, right? You didn't see the 20 plus years of the work that has to be put into this moment. So I can sit here with my cousin. We can have a platform. We can articulate ourselves well. The books we've read, the counseling sessions I had to go through, the books I read even when things were down. So when at ground zero, that's a great place to start because you can't go any lower.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what else do you have to look?
It's only up from there.
Right.
It's only up from there. And another thing is that even though you might be starting at ground zero in a new industry, you still know the grind from whatever industry that you're in right now. So you're not really, really starting at ground zero. Like,
bring all that knowledge.
Exactly. You're coming into a new industry with tough, thick skin, you know? So don't forget about that. Right. Don't forget about that. You're coming in with some firepower.
So one of my mentors that I never got a chance to meet, but, you know, we talked about before, Tony Robbins, we talked about, you know, all the, you know, people that we read books on. It's a plethora of them. But one that I like is Jim Rohn. I like Jim Rohn. And he always talked about, if you're 40 years old, and you're about to turn 41. What if you invested the 40 plus previous years into that 41st year? right? How powerful could that year be, right? If you invest all that 40 years of wisdom and knowledge, failure, success into that 41st year, how amazing could it be? So what you're saying, I agree with, you know, just because you're quote unquote starting from ground zero in a new industry, especially if you're seasoned, if you're anything above 35, you know, or even around that age still, you have lived a little bit of life.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're now in a new industry, a new niche, does not mean you can't bring your knowledge or whatever you were doing prior to into this.
All right.
You know, and the beautiful thing about being at ground zero, again, you get to be like a painter, you know, with an empty canvas. You get a chance to create your artwork now the way you want to create it. When we are in our, and we talk to those of you who are kind of been in it for a while, and now you feel like you're the sculptor piece that's been sitting there, but you don't necessarily know what you are anymore.
Mm.
We'll talk to you later. But for those of you who are at ground zero, you have a chance now to use all the different watercolor paints you want. You have all the, however you want to, you know, design, if you want to use pencil, if you want to use, you know, marker, if you want to, you know, whatever you want to use, you know, whatever brush you want to use, you have a chance now to do that. Again, what we talk about a lot in our course is framing. How you frame the thing, how you frame the circumstance. If you say, I'm starting over, yeah, you're going to feel the weight of the world like it's a huge mountain to climb. But if it's like, I get a chance to create now.
Right.
That right. feeling and just saying it that way turns the whole thing around,
mm-hmm.
right? So frame it differently, guys. Starting from ground zero is really beautiful. If I didn't take those 2.5 years to be back at the parents' crib, I couldn't be sitting here right now. I couldn't be sitting with a company that brought in a little and a half million last year and is projected bringing a little under a million this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's all within less than 36 months. That's all within, now yes, I had the company for 7 years, but when you're not managing the company, you're not really working it, right? Because I was working on the businesses and stuff. But now that I was able to really go ground zero and really focus in on it,
mm-hmm.
I was able to bring all those years of wisdom, those 40 years into that 41st,
right.
You know? And I was able to build something to where now we're able to build something else,
mm-hmm.
to hopefully help you guys. So I know I got long-winded again, but...
You know, you're good. Yeah, you guys get to recreate your swag. That's what I wanted to say earlier. You know, you get to recreate your swag and have it however you want to have it. And that to me is just so dope.
Yeah.
You know, start off with a fresh canvas. So just don't be afraid of it. You know, get that paintbrush, paint all over it, make it dope, and just create your own stuff. Have a lot of fun with it.
Don't worry about going outside the lines either.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's the beautiful thing. You can do what the fuck you want to do right now. And IT is such a beautiful industry. So large.
Mm-hmm.
So many different, you know, skill sets you can obtain and learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the sky's the limit in the amount that you can earn career-wise, you know, as far as once you get positioned well. But you got to start. Mm-hmm. And if you frame it well, you know, you get a chance to really start over again. 46, two kids, you know, divorce, whatever it might be. Hey, man, that's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Leverage that. Use that. Don't fear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so start from ground zero. Enjoy yourself. It's your canvas. Go out here and have fun with it. All right. Anything you want to close them out with?
Nothing outside the usual, guys. Just be great. Do your thing and be great.
Catch what you got soon.